Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Now, this is what makes, when you think we had over 300 applications, just people volunteering their time, it's really inspirational. And this 84-year-old woman who gave 24,000 hours of volunteer, and then the 92-year-old who works at the School for the Blind. There's hope for all of us, but keep doing good. It pays back.
Robert, a football question for you, if I may. Just your thoughts on the signing of Tim Tebow.
Yeah, you know, if you want to win in this league, you need quality depth management. I've said, you know, in the age of the salary cap, and whenever you can get, you know, a competitive first-grade person to join your team, you know, you never know what happens. But for me personally, having Tim Tebow on this team, you know, he's someone who believes in spirituality. He's very competitive and works hard and has a great attitude and, you know, he's a winner. So having him as part of our franchise is great, but he has to compete just like anyone else. We're blessed to have a lot of people like that, but the fact that spirituality is so important to him is very appealing to me.
Robert, what makes this such an ideal situation for him, the professionalism, the Patriot way that so many people talk about? Do you think that is the ideal environment for him?
You have to ask him that. You know, we try to have a certain standard here of how what's right for us. You know, every interaction I've seen and watched, whether he's in college or when I met him in the draft process or whatever, he handles himself in a first-class way. And I don't know anyone who's ever said anything that is not positive about him. Some people who are objective.
Do you worry about the media frenzy he brings and maybe, you know, the disrupting of kind of the team, so to speak?
I'm just excited you're all back. I'm excited football's back. I really have missed it. It's going to be tough getting to the end of July after tomorrow. I'm just really excited for this season and excited about the team we're building.
Robert, 4 years ago you said when the issue of Michael Vick being out there in a free agent came up, why would I ever want to take Tom Brady off the field? I'm just assuming that you think that way again. Can Tim Tebow find other ways to contribute to the team if Tom Brady's upright and playing?
Well, in my mind, we have the greatest quarterback of all time in our team. And every time he has the ball in his hand, we have a chance to do something great. So nothing has changed in that regard for me.
How much contact have you had with Tim over the years? When you first met him, have you, you know, talked to him occasionally?
Well, I like to go to two or three college games. Some of my sons and one of my grandsons loves to go, and so we went down to Florida. I had a chance to see him play. I had a chance to see him play in the college championship game. And then I remember in the draft process, and just we've had a chance to run into one another, and he's just first class.
You talked about him off the field, but what impresses you about Tim on the field and what you have seen him play?
I think he's hardworking and, he's very cooperative. I don't think there's any coach who wouldn't like to have a team full of people like he is. You know, it's sort of like Brady. I mean, he comes out there, works hard, or Vince Wilfork, Gerard Mayo. They come in, they work hard, they prepare hard, and they're all business. And you can't get enough people like that on your team, so we're honored that he's with us.
Your offensive coordinator drafted him in Denver. Have you talked to Josh at all about Tim, maybe what he can contribute to the team?
Well, try to hire good people and let them do their job and don't question, how they do things. We evaluate how they handle it. That's the way.
I'm just saying out of curiosity as like a fan, you know, if you ask him, what can he bring to the
team?
Well,
you might think if you own the team and you were in that situation, whether you'd talk with him.
I might ask. Why don't you say what?
So I might follow your lead and do exactly what you said.
How did this signing come about? Can you walk us through it a little bit? I mean, this seemed like kind of come out of nowhere.
Look, yeah, I mean, you know, he's just one of 90 people right now. So I wonder if we haven't talked enough about him. But if you want to keep talking about him, we can do that. Just
Bill said it was a team-wide decision to bring him in. Were you part of that team, that part of that decision?
He spoke to me about it. And look, life is about collecting good people around you who you like to have with you and who want to win. And I think he, like many of our other players, fall in that category. So you can't have enough good people around you. And you know, he has the added dimension of spirituality being so important to him, and that personally appeals to me a lot.
Robert, is there anything that you've... I mean, your team now has 2 days left in the off-season program. You know, you've been around these guys for, you know, one day left. You've been around these guys for 10 weeks.
I'd like it if it was two. Are you getting a special
dispensation? Well, I mean, if you can work that out.
Yeah.
Are there things that you've noticed about the way the 2013 team's shaping up through being around them the last 10 weeks?
You know, to be honest, after the draft, I'm always excited. I'm always excited now. But in the end, you need 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games and hope there are no injuries. I am excited about this team. I think our young players from last year have improved. They've worked hard. You know, we've seen the greatest jump in the past of so many of our players between the first and second year. And, you know, with the salary cap and free agency, you have a player for 4 years. And if you're going to try to build a team and get good value, that second year is pretty important. But we've been able to bring in some interesting free agents. So I'm very excited about the team. He's a lot better than I am. No, actually, watching him yesterday, I was just out there for a short period. But, I mean, to me, he looked pretty good. It's fun having him here. I think that Tom Brady throws pretty well, and I also think Ryan Mallett does the same. So it's nice to have three quarterbacks that can throw very well.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.